And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Mrs. Nietzsche was taking me out of the play. Really, she told me that I've been too distracted lately and that I haven't learned my lines. I just don't understand, Liz. I worked so hard to get that part. Yeah. Well, listen, my mom just got home, so I should go. I'll see you at school tomorrow. Bye.
Hi, honey. I'm sorry I'm late. Your dad and I got a new counselor, and he went long. How was your day?
Okay, but you know that play I'm in?
No, I don't believe this.
What?
The mail. 3 overdue notices. Oh, and here's a letter for your dad. I'll need to drop by his apartment.
Oh, is there anything from the Young Writers Competition? They're notifying the winners this week.
Doesn't look like it. Maybe something will come tomorrow. Oh, no, the time. I'm going to be late for work and I still need to put gas in the car. Oh, what were you saying about the play?
Oh, nothing. They just got new curtains for the stage.
Great. I'll be anxious to see them.
Me too.
David's at a friend's house and I'll be home around 9. I love you, honey. Oh, would you please take out the trash?
Sure.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I told you we should have taken the car. That's a big bag of fertilizer to carry.
All the better to show off my Adonis-like physique. And the garden store is just at the corner. It's a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. A 40-pound piece of cake.
Do you want me to carry it the rest of the way?
No, I don't want you to carry it the rest of the way.
Hi, Mr. Washington. Mrs. Washington.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great, Mandy. Just taking our bag of fertilizer for a walk.
We're working on our garden.
I think I'll put this down while we chat.
Of course, even Adonis needs a break.
What are you planting in the garden?
Roses, tomatoes, corn, maybe some beans.
Our roses didn't do so well last year.
How much sunlight were they getting a day? They need 6 hours.
Not that much. Well, they were in the shade of the garage.
6 hours, huh? That's good to know. So now how do you know so much about gardening, young lady?
My dad and I used to plant a garden every year.
Ah.
It's kind of hard for him to have one at the apartment, though.
I can imagine.
Well, if you ever want to exercise that green thumb of yours, you could always help us out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about now? My night opened up. I could help carry the fertilizer.
I don't need help carrying the fertilizer.
Will your mom mind you coming over?
She's working tonight, and David's gone. I'll call her, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Why don't you ask her if you can stay for dinner then, too?
Oh, I don't want to impose.
Not at all. I have practically a whole cow ready to go on the grill.
You'd be doing us a favor.
Plus, everyone needs to experience my secret burger sauce.
Well, I do like burgers. When should I come over?
Ta-da! Check it out. The secret sauce can also be used as an adhesive. My napkin is permanently attached to my hamburger bun.
Good one, Marvin. And I think it's curing my poison ivy.
I'm discovering it works as a nail polish remover.
And, honey, you need to market that stuff.
Oh, you're all very funny, but I also notice that everyone's eating it. We'll see if I ever tell you the secret ingredients.
Isn't it just ketchup with a lot of chili powder?
Well, so much for that secret, Tamika.
So, did anything interesting happen to anyone today?
I learned my 99th verse.
Oh, good.
Good for you.
Oh, are you memorizing the 150 verses for Mr. Whitaker's Sunday school class?
Well, yes, but it's only 100.
Oh, well, when I was in his class, it was 150.
Oh.
But 100 is still a lot.
Well, my exciting news is that I got my first whisker today.
Really? Where?
Right there. On my face.
I don't see it. Oh, wait. I think I do. There it is! Hi, little whisker.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, now you just wiped it off.
I did?
Maybe it was secret sauce.
Oh, I need to go check in the mirror. I can't believe I just killed it.
Wait, before anyone goes anywhere, we need to talk about our next family project this weekend.
Are we installing a pool in the backyard?
No, we're cleaning the garage.
Oh. If you want, I can help.
Oh, no, that's okay, Mandy. You don't need to do that.
Really, I like organizing and stuff like that. I even have a label maker.
Well, if you really want to.
I do.
Great. We'll start Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
Well, I'd better clean the grill. Unless you want to, Elaine.
Oh, I'll let you have the honors.
It was worth a try.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably get going.
Bye, Mandy.
Well, I'll see you out, Mandy. Marvin and Tamika, you two should finish your homework, okay?
Okay, bye, Mandy.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me over for dinner, Mrs. Washington. It was nice.
I'm glad you liked Ed's burgers.
I did like the burgers, but it was nice just having family. It gets kind of quiet at home, and I sort of had a rough day.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Well, I was playing the lead role in a school play, and my director gave it to my understudy.
Oh.
She said I'd been too distracted.
Mandy, I'm so sorry. That must have been difficult.
Yeah.
And you're still a very talented actress, even if you're not the lead in every play.
Thanks.
Well, I hope you know you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, Mrs. Washington. Mm-hmm. See you later.
All right. Good night, Mandy.
I appreciate your call, Mrs. Nichu. I'm sure she meant to tell me. We didn't have much of a chance to talk today. And of course, I understand why you had to take her out of the play. I'll tell her. Bye now. Mandy, is that you?
Mom, you're home already.
It was a slow night at the restaurant, so I was let off early.
Did you get my message about having dinner at the Washingtons?
Yes, it was so kind of them to have you over.
Yeah, I had fun.
Good. Hey, do you want to have some ice cream and tell me about your day?
Well, I've got to study for a test. First period. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. How was play practice?
Fine.
Really?
Nothing special.
Okay.
Well, I'd better crack the books. Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Hang up my bear costume over there, Tamika.
Okay, but it kind of freaks me out. It keeps staring at me.
Oh, wow. You have Monopoly?
Yeah, we never play it, though.
We used to play it together as a family every Sunday night.
Well, I think the next thing to do is to arrange things alphabetically on the shelves. That way we can find them easier.
Great idea, Tamika.
Actually, it might make more sense if we organize by how often you use things.
Hmm.
For example, you'll want the car cleaning supplies to be on the bottom shelf where they're the most accessible. The next shelf can hold camping equipment, and the top shelf can be for Christmas decorations.
Hey, that's great thinking. I was going to suggest the same thing.
Oh, what time is it?
2:30.
Oh, I need to get to the library for a study group.
Well, thanks so much for your help, Mandy. The rest shouldn't take us longer than half an hour or so.
Yes, thank you, Mandy.
Thanks.
Sure. We'll see you later.
See you later.
All right,
Mandy.
Bye-bye.
Mandy. All right, bye-bye.
You can help us organize the shed next week.
I was ready for her to leave. She's so bossy.
Mandy?
Yeah. Do this, do that. This was supposed to be a fun family cleaning day. Not four Cinderellas with stepmother Mandy.
Oh, I appreciate Mandy's help. It's very thoughtful of her.
Well, I'm sorry, but to be honest, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of her.
Tamika, what is this family meeting about?
I have an important announcement. Where's Marvin?
Right here.
What is that all over your face?
You interrupted me halfway through my first shave.
My baby's first shave?
Your razor still has the cap on it.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about the steel blade on my throat part, so I'm practicing with it on.
I have a feeling I'm out of shaving cream.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I'm using whipped cream. Tastes better. By the way, Mom, we need another can.
I can tell.
Does anyone want to hear my news?
Oh. Sorry, Tamika. What's your announcement?
I've memorized my 100th verse.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Very good.
Nice. Congratulations, honey. 100 verses, that's quite an accomplishment. Hey, how about we celebrate with a family night out? We'll go to Wits End for pizza and milkshakes.
Yes!
Oh, cool.
Everyone grab the coats.
And Marvin, go wash your face.
Aw, can I lick it off?
No.
Time to celebrate Tamika's accomplishment. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay, everyone, dig in.
All right.
There's something magical about the cheese and pepperoni together on one very special deep dish crust.
Mr. Whitaker said that I'm the only one in the class to get to 100 memory verses this semester.
Well, I'm guessing not many kids your age can do it.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
I didn't know you were coming here tonight.
Tamika memorized her 100th verse, so we're celebrating.
Oh, congratulations, Tamika.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm glad we ran into you, Mandy. I got the mail before we left and saw a letter for you in the bunch. Must have been delivered to us accidentally.
I think sometimes Wooten gets distracted on his route.
Yeah, we also got Mr. Rathbone's toupee catalog.
Here's your letter, Mandy.
This is from the Young Writers Competition.
Wow. Oh, yeah? You told us about that the other evening. Is this a notification of the winners?
I don't know. I think so.
We'll open it and see what it says.
Oh, I'm too nervous. What if it's a rejection letter?
Just open it.
Oh, I can't. Will one of you do it?
Here, I'll do the honors.
Yeah, you do it, Ed.
Dear Miss Strasberg, blah, blah, blah. Pleased to announce, but Mandy. You won the regional competition.
Oh, wow.
Really? Let me see.
They're inviting you to the state finals.
Oh, that's great.
Congratulations, Mandy. Oh, do you want to use my cell phone to call your mom?
No, she's at work. I'll just tell her later, probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, she's working late. I'll be in bed when she gets home.
Oh. Well, you need to celebrate.
Wait, why don't you join us? We'll make it a dual celebration.
We will?
Of course. We got plenty of pizza, and we ordered a special carrot cake for dessert.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. She'll be so excited. No, she hasn't gotten the letter yet, but I'll tell her. Thanks again. Bye.
Rachel, there are two new tables out there.
Mr. Green, would you mind if I left early tonight?
Early? Why?
I just found out my daughter won a writing competition. She doesn't know it yet. I'd love to go home early and surprise her with an ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake? I'm running a business here, Rachel, and you want to go off and throw parties?
Just tonight. Please, Mr. Green.
Go ahead.
And I wasn't sure how well I'd do at the writing competition because I was directing a play at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that the one with the octopus?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Inking it over.
Yeah, we saw that. I loved the part when he got his tentacle stuck in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, it was super. Did I tell you I'm the only kid in my class who memorized all 100 verses? Mr. Whitaker told me.
Yes, you did. That's great, honey. You did really well.
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, that was some good pizza.
And this is some good cake, don't you think, Mandy?
Best carrot cake I've had.
Hey, it's still early. Can we go bowling?
You know, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we bowled.
Yeah, that'd be a great family activity.
Are you in, Mandy?
Sure.
Great.
Mandy, I'm home. Honey, I have some really good news. Honey? Oh, I guess I should put this in the freezer so it won't melt. She'll be home soon.
All right! Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm. It was a gutter ball, Marvin.
Yeah, I know, but it was in the next lane over. Not many people can do that.
True.
Mandy, you're up. You're doing pretty well this game.
Thanks. I don't really bowl that often.
That looks good.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it's...
Look at that!
Right!
Yes! Not a gutter ball in the next lane, but not bad.
Good job, Mandy.
And that puts you in the lead. You're even beating Tamika.
Wow, she always wins.
Okay, thanks, Liz. I'm sure I'll find her. Bye now. Maybe Elaine will know where she is.
Hello?
Hi, Elaine. This is Rachel Strasberg. Do you happen to know where Mandy is?
She's here at the Bolarama with us. Didn't she call you?
I suppose she forgot. I was working. You're bowling?
Yes, we're celebrating Mandy's winning the writers' competition. Oh, I should have waited to have her tell you herself.
That's okay. I mean, that's great that she won.
We just started our second game. Do you want us to bring Mandy home?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Tell her to have fun and that I'm going to bed. I'll see her tomorrow.
Okay, I'll tell her. Are you sure you don't want to talk to her yourself?
Yes, just pass on the message. Thanks, Elaine. Bye.
Oh, Rachel. Mandy!
It's your turn, Mom. Let's go.
Yeah, Elaine, and I think the gutters are clean enough. Try to aim for the pins, babe.
Listen to you. Spoken like a man who has a score of 13 in the fifth frame.
I can't help it. I have a crooked thumb from an old war
wound. This is fun. Yeah. My family likes to spend time together. Well, I'm glad you let me come along.
That's all right. Although, sometimes it's good for families to have time with just each other. Don't you think?
Sure.
But that doesn't always work out, because other people want to tag along, you know?
I'm not... Are you talking about me?
I don't want to be rude, because we all like you, Mandy. But you have been around an awful lot lately.
Oh.
And sometimes...
It's okay. I know what you mean.
Scoot down the pew a little. We should save a seat for Mandy.
Isn't she gonna sit with her own family?
Her mother's volunteering in the nursery this morning.
What about her dad?
Well,
maybe we should tell them, Ed.
Tell us what?
Yeah.
There's something you should probably know about Mandy.
She won another contest?
Her parents are separated right now.
Really?
Shh! Yes. And it's been a hard time for Mandy.
Which is why we've tried to include her into our family. And we're very proud of how you kids have welcomed Mandy. I think it's been helpful to her.
Wow. Her parents are separating. That must be really tough.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Odyssey Community Church. We're going to start worship pretty soon, but I had to recognize a special young lady first. Tamika Washington, will you come up here?
Go ahead, honey.
John Whitaker informed me that Tamika has just completed memorizing 100 Bible verses, and I think that's quite a feat. Congratulations, Tamika.
Thank you, Pastor Brown.
Now, we won't make you recite all 100 verses, or I wouldn't have a chance to preach today. But how about you tell us the last verse you learned?
Okay. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Oh, now that's a great verse to put to memory, and a really important one to live out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tamika. You can sit down. And now, Louis will start us in worship.
Mandy! Mandy, hi.
Oh, hi, Tamika.
I was looking for you. We didn't see you in church.
I sat in the back.
Oh, I guess you didn't sit with us because of what I said last night.
You were right, Tamika. I've kind of taken over your family.
But I wasn't right. I was just being jealous. I wanted my family all to myself.
You have a great family. I can see why you'd want them all to yourself.
Mandy, I'm sorry. It was wrong of me to be selfish and mean. I like you and I want you to hang out with us.
Thanks, Tamika. See you around.
How about spaghetti for lunch?
Sounds good. I think we have some homemade sauce still frozen in the... What's this?
Oh, I was gonna mention that.
Congratulations, Mandy. A chocolate fudge ice cream cake. My favorite.
I know.
How did you find out about the contest? Did Mrs. Washington call you?
No, but a mother has her ways.
So you brought this home last night?
I left work early. I thought I was going to be surprising you with the news.
Oh. I guess the surprise was that I already knew.
Kind of.
That was really nice of you.
Mandy, why don't we talk like we used to?
We still talk. We're talking now.
Why didn't you tell me about the play?
Oh.
Mrs. Nichu called and told me about it.
She did?
Yes. And I had to find out on my own about the writing competition. We used to talk about what was going on in your life. What happened?
I guess I started hanging out with the Washingtons.
I guess so. Well, they even got you to go bowling. You hate bowling.
I know that, and you know that. Would you believe I also ate carrot cake?
Oh, seriously? That always makes you gag.
Exactly. I guess that's why you're my mother. You know me better than anybody. You know what sports I like, and that I love ice cream cake. So when I need to go to somebody with a problem, I come to you.
I haven't really been available lately, have I?
I know you're busy with your new job and everything that's going on with Dad. And I'm not looking for a substitute mom. I just want somebody to talk to have dinner with and do fun things with. Like, remember when we used to play Monopoly every Sunday night?
That was fun, wasn't it?
They were the best times. But lately, it's really gloomy here. Like we're missing a piece. And when I'm over there, at the Washingtons, it's like
a family.
Yeah. A family that gets along and makes jokes. Like how things used to be with us.
I understand that. But we are still a family, even if we're a different family than we used to be. And nothing that has happened changes how much I care about you. I want to be here for you, more than anything.
Thanks, Mom.
And I know your dad feels the same way. Don't shut us out, Mandy. You're too important to us.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Come here. Let's try and spend more time together, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Tamika. Do you want to talk to Mandy? Really? You know, I think I have a better idea.
What piece do you want to be, Mandy?
The top hat.
She's always the top hat.
Yep.
That leaves me with the iron. Why an iron?
Why a thimble?
Can you believe this? A hotel on Boardwalk puts rent up to $2,000.
Oh.
Do you know what you can buy with $2,000?
About 400 bear costumes.
Party, har, har.
Here's the hotshot book.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See, the thing is, when you're an iron, how are you going to enjoy the pools at the hotels? You electrocute everyone.
What?
You might be overthinking this, Mom.
Just a tad.
Didn't you say something about cake earlier?
Ice cream cake.
Ooh, I'll look at the
point. Now you're talking.
Unfortunately, Mandy's situation isn't uncommon. You may know a friend or classmate whose parents are going through a divorce or separation. This can be a lonely and scary time for the entire family. Think of ways you can reach out to them, like the Washingtons did. Or maybe your own family is dealing with some tough issues. As difficult as this time may be, remember that God is bigger than any struggle or problem. And know that even though things are changing with your parents, their love for you isn't changing. They love you. Talk to them and tell them how you feel. Remember, whenever you're going through anything that you can't handle, it's always good to talk to someone, like your pastor or Sunday school teacher or your parents. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Family Next Door was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included J. Karen Thomas, Mark Christopher Lawrence, Kendra Berry, Courtney Brown, and Vanessa Marshall, with Aria Curzon as Mandy. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.